New year, new you?
Yep.
Okay. You have a goal?
Yeah. I want to get back to, you know,
working out
again. Yeah.
Okay.
Return to the body I used to have.
Want to drink less?
No.
Drink more? Want to drink more?
Oh, I prefer to keep drinking the way I was. I don't drink a lot, but I do drink.
Yeah. On the weekends, you drink.
Exactly.
Okay.
Got to have a martini.
On a new career?
No.
Okay, good.
What are you saying? You were talking to the boss yesterday. What happened?
All right. So we're setting goals for 2023. And then, you know, the next question is, how do you keep them?
Yeah.
How do you stay motivated and excited about it? Charles Marshall is a motivational speaker, and he helps people do this.
Oh, cool.
His clients include all kinds of big names you've heard. Wells Fargo Bank, Chick-fil-A, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and on and on and on. Hey, wow. Charles, how are you?
Guys, I'm doing great. I'm thinking about these New Year's resolutions, and one of mine is to get back in shape as well. And you're talking about all these restaurants. You're killing me, man.
I know. Me too.
Yep.
I was just there. I was just in Waterbury, and just not too far from you guys in September. And I always hear, the thing I always hear, and I haven't tried this out, but I hear that the thing I need to check out when I'm in Connecticut is pizza. That pizza is unparalleled in Connecticut. Is that right?
Yeah. That is absolutely correct.
Known for the pizza, yep.
Wow. I want to get to that. But after I've attained my New Year's resolution.
I love that. You start out with, where should I eat?
Right.
And we're all talking about dieting and eating better.
Well, you can eat and then walk it off.
Yeah.
Right. It's, you know, I have an elliptical machine, and it's so frustrating. I'll get on it for like 45 minutes, and I look down at the calories burned, and it's like 15 calories burned. And I just ate like 3,000 calories. So I've got to have to do more than that.
Yeah. No, I think the same thing. So you get on the elliptical. You're on there for 30, 45 minutes, and maybe you burnt off 3 light beers.
Those are great.
Right. If you're lucky. If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
That's not a guarantee at all.
Those are great coat hangers, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
Put this jacket over here.
Well, you know what? Let me ask you, either of you guys heard one of you say that you have want to cut back? Or do you have any resolutions?
Yeah, I want to lose weight.
How do those normally go for you?
I want to lose weight. AJ wants to just stay active.
Yeah, I want to get back to the shape I used to be.
I love that.
So it's both physical. So, both of us have physical fitness goals.
Yes.
I love that. Me too. Okay, you guys, I've read
so wait, can I ask you something?
If you're
hold on. If you're a motivational speaker and you help people attain their goals, how do you need to lose weight?
Why do I need to lose? Because of COVID-19. I never got it back off, and
it's 2022.
You know what? Preach, brother. You motivate me. That's why I'm calling you today.
All right, good.
I need some motivation.
But you first mentioned pizza.
No, but I mean, if you are a motivational speaker and you walk out on stage and you're overweight, I think it's like,
that doesn't work well, does it? So I'm about my overweight. If you saw me, you might be thinking, you're fine. But my definition of overweight is about 10 or 15 pounds. And it's right there.
Okay.
And I'm uncomfortable, and now's the time for me to think about it. And I started working on it before the holidays, but then, you know, holidays, and now I'm back on the wagon again.
Yeah,
but that's a valid question. You can't, if you're going to motivate people, then if they need to wheelbarrow me on the stage, then maybe not so motivating, right?
Or a slide. Wait, it was like a rocket, didn't he?
Yeah, so give
unless,
us a...
Unless, of course, that's my goal. That could be my goal that in life. I could want to get there, but no.
Yeah, if your goal is to be fat and happy.
Right, the world's biggest man. Right.
Congratulations.
Yes, you're halfway there.
Exactly. I made it.
Now, 10 pounds over what a computer might tell you your perfect body weight is.
Yeah.
It's not really a lot. That's even less than normal.
Yeah.
Really. But what are some key ways to stay motivated and stay on track to reach a goal?
You know, one of the reasons people fail, you've heard the old saying that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. One of the reasons people do not reach where they want to be in life is because they don't have a plan. And I always say that a plan is something written down. If you don't have a, if it's not written down, if you can't pull it up for me on your phone, if you can't reach over and grab it off your desktop, it's not a plan. It's just an idea. It's a thought. And a plan is more tangible than a thought. So number one, you have to have a tangible plan. That you can put in your way. That you can put, you can literally or figuratively trip over every day on your way out of bed.
All right, when you say a plan, you're saying the end result and then how to get there, how you're going to get there. That's the plan?
Yes, right.
Okay.
And before that, the first part of that would be, what's your vision? Before we got to the plan, I would say, what is your vision? What your vision is, why, your why plus your where. So why, what motivates you? Why are you excited? Why do you get out of bed? We all have to pay our bills, so check that off the box. But why do you get out of bed?
When we're talking specifically about a goal, let's just say, I want to be 165.
Okay.
I feel like that's still, according to a computer, over my perfect weight. But 165, I'll look and feel great.
Okay.
So I want to get there because I'll look and feel great.
That's a good motivator.
All right.
Right,
that's
there,
a good motivator.
Exactly.
Right?
You have a goal.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you have a literal picture of you that you can, the vision, if you can visualize that and you can print out a literal picture.
I have one.
You get it
right before
you,
I got married.
You got a big picture?
And just put it up there and motivate you and look at that, trip over it every day. Look at your vision. And you also just covered the where. Where do I want to go? I want to go to 165. I want my weight to be down, but I also want to be around my grandkids one day. I have an 18 and a 20-year-old
longevity,
right now, and I want to make it there.
Yeah.
Longevity.
Right.
Feeling great. All right, so you write down what you want, you know, what your motivators are?
Yeah,
is that a plan on how to get there? And then do you give yourself a timeline? Like, okay, I want to be 165 by this date, therefore – by this date, I need to be 175.
Right.
Like, do you do that in steps, or how do you do it?
Yeah, so I think the where you want to go and why you want to do it is your vision, and the goal part is the plan. And every plan should have be written down. I say this, every action needs an appointment. You need a calendar date to start and a calendar date to get you there. So, and I think the key there is to be realistic, to not say, hey, I want to be 165 by next week, and you're killing yourself to do it.
I cut my leg off.
Change your lifestyle, change the way you live, start exercising, and if you don't get it exactly on that date, then reset that date. It doesn't mean you failed, it just means you have arrived more slowly than you thought you were going to get there.
This is what happens to a lot of people who are trying to lose weight. They set a goal.
Cookies.
They get on a very strict diet, and it's so strict
and miserable
that they blow it out on a weekend.
Right.
And then they're discouraged and don't get back on it. When I say they, I mean me.
Right.
I was going to say, you mean all of us.
Yeah.
That's everybody on the planet. That's
so
true.
So don't be discouraged.
Then you have the diet guilt on Monday morning. You wake up with yourself.
Monday morning. I have it 20 minutes after I eat. And I'm like, why did I do that?
Right,
I can't even enjoy the night.
As
like, I had a great meal. Now I'm miserable.
As the plate's still spinning.
Why did I do that?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And then you order more.
Right. Or, hey, what's for dessert?
Yeah, I find.
Shelby, I feel awful. Can you show me your dessert list, please?
As I'm crying. Right. I find what for me is I'm very scheduled type person.
Yes.
By a certain time, I got to be doing this. So
routine.
When it comes to the working out, I'm like at 3 o'clock every day, I'm at the gym. At 3 o'clock, I make sure at that time I'm there.
10 minutes to Wapner.
Right, exactly.
I love that.
Yeah, kind of Rain Man-ish, yes.
Now, I noticed a big difference. So I think about all the things I did when I was in perfect physical condition.
Right.
And it's different than what I'm doing now. And all I have to do is do that again.
Right.
So I'd wake up from my afternoon nap, and I wouldn't even check my phone or email. I'd go right to running or working out.
Right.
No distraction. As soon as I open the phone, Here we go.
Didn't you live on soup back then, too?
Soup. I did.
It's soup.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, and I hate to be the one to tell you, but it just gets harder as you get older.
Yeah, I know.
So you have
You're right.
Change the way, especially for us men, because we are, you know, we have the whole ego thing. We're trying to, I'm gonna bust it out like I did when I was 25. It doesn't work like that anymore. You have to change that, and you have to have different goals and be a little bit kind with yourself. But yeah, a regimen is important. But I tell you another part that just completely gets overlooked. We've talked about writing it down is important. Have it written, having it so that you can read it, so that you can see it daily. Print out pictures from Google that remind you of where you want to be. My vision notebook, I have like a guy holding his grandkids. That motivates me. Some of my giving goals. But another
they call it like a vision board.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My daughter, I've never even told her to do this. She's my daughter, and she's the daughter of a motivational speaker. She makes a vision board for every year that and she'll put pictures, she'll Google pictures, and she'll look at it throughout the year, and it's amazing what she accomplished. But another part of that is accountability, telling someone. You need to tell someone who will ask you about how you're doing.
I hear different schools of thought on that. But
okay.
So you think it's a good thing to do?
I know it is, because you just, if you face someone, that's why you go to the gym. That's why you take guitar lessons. You're meeting someone who says, okay, this is why you get a professional to help you.
Oh.
You meet somebody that says, okay, how are you doing this week?
Right.
I know people who have made, I have a
like you're doing a weekly weigh-in, or if you want to drink, you have a sponsor. If you want to quit drinking, you have a sponsor, someone you're accountable to.
I need professional help. I know that, yes.
It's called a psychologist.
Yeah,
okay.
That's exactly right. You need that person. Now, it doesn't have to be a professional necessarily. My daughter's 20 years old, and she will just ask me when we're throughout. She takes college online, so and I'm home during the week. And so when she sees me reaching for the afternoon cookie, she'll go, "Hey, Dad, how's the weight thing coming along?"
Yeah,
it's going good. So why?
You might not want that, but it's handy. You just somebody loves you, somebody who cares about you, and who will just gently remind you that you need to stay on track, and it helps.
It's hard for loved ones to do that. Like my wife knows, you know, I'm very happy when I eat. I love eating. I love the whole experience.
You actually purr.
Basically, I do. So she doesn't want to shut that down.
No, of course
not.
She's
like, you love dessert?
No, no.
Have dessert.
Angry Chaz.
Yeah. Probably best if it's not your spouse, girlfriend, wife.
Yeah,
you don't
like a
want
professional.
That. You want somebody that like, you know, I have a nephew that lives right around me, and he'll challenge me about things, just in a nice, fun way. But we'll talk to one another and say, "Hey, how's that going?" So, yeah. But the wife, the husband thing, nah. You probably don't want to poke that bear. That's not.
Let's do like a three. Alyssa, three things that you should do if you're trying to lose weight, trying to quit drinking, spend more time, whatever it is, whatever your goals are. Three things. One is have a plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Write it down, right? So have a plan, write it down.
Break your jaw? No.
Yeah. What else?
Well, also accountability. We are our community. Our morals follow our community always. So if you mentioned where people, my brother was a functioning alcoholic. So if you don't want to be drinking all the time, probably don't need to be going to the bar all the time. They say 100% is easier than 99%. Watch where you are. The people. Somebody once said the only difference between who you are now and who you are going to be in 2024 are the books you read and the people with whom you associate. So the first part would be get a plan, write it down. Second part is get some accountability. And the third part is watch who you're hanging around with. I don't know if that's going to help you two guys, because you seem to be enabling one another a lot.
So don't hang out with
chefs. This might be good. It's working for you.
Don't hang out with good chefs.
Charles, thanks for coming on. We're going to link up your stuff on the radio station website. Appreciate it. So this is going to be a challenge for our next guest here.
All right, cool.
But I think it's good information for all of us.
Yes.
Because, I don't know, since whatever, 2020, we've just been all kind of miserable. It's been doom and gloom.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Let's get through that cloud and be happy again.
Let's get happy.
Let's be happy. Yeah. If your goal for 2023 is to be happy, we got a person.
Pay attention.
Heidi Aldridge, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
You sound happy.
You're welcome. She does sound happy.
Very happy.
You sound happy. Yes. You gotta smile when you talk. It helps, right?
You're a certified, experienced teacher of happiness.
Wow.
Him.
You ever find yourself angry?
Probably every day.
Really?
Okay.
No.
She's happy.
Not anymore. It's
not
a
anymore.
Lot. I've got some tools. I've got some tricks.
Okay. So. Let's hear about these tools and tricks. Okay. AJ,
what kind of tools you got?
I want to see a pen in your hand, and I want to see you taking notes.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Here we go.
I can't write.
Let me ask you though. Have you had a stressful situation recently? Anything happen in your life?
His life is stressful.
Yeah, basically just life in general. Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yeah. Right. No particular thing.
Okay, but you want one thing to kind of work him through. I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Phil, can you find the parking audio?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Please.
Yeah, way people park.
Okay.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
That makes me
upset.
Right?
Hold on.
Yeah.
You're gonna.
You got to listen.
I just want you to hear the effect of someone parking wrong.
Right. Thankfully, what? AJ records most of his interactions with the public, so we have this readily available to share with you.
Okay.
All right, here it is.
Look at what I have to deal with in this town. Look at this stupid over here, okay? Notice how the parking goes over here, how spaces go, okay? But this clueless ass, she's sitting there eating her pizza. She's parked miles away from where she's supposed to be. Look at this ass.
Good luck, Heidi.
I see a problem with that.
That made me happy.
By the way, wasn't even parked next to him. Just saw them parked incorrectly.
It's
got
because
angry.
The jackhole freaking had her car so damn far back, I almost got into an accident by somebody.
Happy. Be happy.
I'm trying to be happy. Well,
I can tell.
I can see
the effort
right
in your voice.
There.
All right, let's run through some of these tools and tricks you have for remaining happy.
It's like alcoholic. Well, what?
Right, exactly. There's a lot of things we can do with this situation, but the biggest thing that I've learned to do is to tell myself, yes, you know, yep, that happened. Yes, that person was being a jerk and parked that way or whatever it is.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
And then I go on to say, and at least, and then I start brainstorming like, yes, that person's a jerk or that person did this. And at least I'm okay. At least my car didn't get hit. At least it didn't scratch my paint. At least, you know, do you see what I'm saying? Like, you can brainstorm.
Yes, at least my stomach is now upset because I got mad and angry and everything. And now, you know, raise the temperature so I'm hot. Don't tell me
you're hot. Okay.
My feelings are okay, jackass.
All right. Maybe AJ sits this one out. I think he's beyond help.
Yeah.
But the rest of us can use these tricks.
Right. Save yourselves.
There you go.
Go for it.
Save
yourselves.
Let's talk.
Okay.
Yeah. So you acknowledge yes, that person just cut me off, but at least I'm still alive.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's usually the first thing we say, right? It's like, yes, that happened, but I'm still alive.
No,
you know?
I usually start cursing at them and chase them.
I do that. Yeah, right? There you
go. So that trick just releases the negative energy.
I think so, because it's really hard to keep boiling if you're brainstorming reasons why it's actually good. Right? So you're kind of stopping your, I call it a spiral. I spiral down into this negativity, but instead I want to step up. I want to increase. I want to elevate. And so I'll just start brainstorming. And you can get really silly and ridiculous in your brainstorming, but it really softens the situation a lot of being like taking down the anger. And so I always brainstorm. Just, I get silly. I do it for maybe 15, 20 minutes. Just, yep, but at least this and at least that. And at least my kids didn't get hurt. You know, like pull in whatever you can.
Hold on 1 second, Heidi. AJ, what's with the face?
I brainstorm differently, like ways I'm going to get that person back.
Right, that's what we do.
And that makes me happy.
That does not help. That will not help your happiness. I'm telling you right now.
Nice.
So that's the biggest tip, is to just kind of start saying yes. You know, acknowledge
down.
It happened.
Let me write
yes.
that down. Don't force other car into the woods. Gotcha.
Mm.
Right.
These are the notes you're taking.
Right. I wrote don't.
And, And with that is also seeing the gift in things. And so with that situation, you know, you can step back and you're like, okay, every situation has a gift. And if anything, you could record it so we could share it today and everyone can hear it. So there's the gift. Whatever you want to do to call it your gift, you know. So what can you find in a situation? Sometimes it's really hard when you're in the exact moment, the heat, the anger, you know, the stress, the scariness, the trauma of it, to step back and go, oh, this is really a gift in my life. How is this a gift for me? But as soon as you can do that and step away from the situation and go, okay, what is the gift? What is there's something about this.
What is the gift from that person parking like that?
So that the gift is that I'm not that person. I'm not that stupid.
There you go. That's a great gift. I love that. And if anything, you know, we don't know what that person's going through, what they're dealing with, and why they're doing what they're doing, right? And so we tend to kind of project our thoughts and feelings onto other people when we have to kind of step back too and go, you know what? They could be going through something really traumatic right now. Maybe that's all she could do is get to that spot. And
in the middle of the parking lot.
She's sitting in her car alone.
AJ sounds like he's getting mad just listening to you talk. Like, I can't believe it, really. I really can't believe what I'm watching here. Like, you're getting annoyed that she doesn't understand
why. Because I'm reliving the horror of this
moron. You're reliving it.
Right. But do you see, AJ, your day is affected by everyone else around you and all things that are out of your control.
Right.
So you have no control of your mood or your thoughts.
Right.
Well, you've given it away. Right? That, like, you're giving them that power over you.
Right.
Absolutely. That's exactly what you did. You gave that power away, and then you've decided now you're going to have a crappy day because it started out with this crappy person doing this thing. And it's like, wait, you can stop and reset at any moment and go, you know what? That is done. That is on them. I need to move forward. I can see the gift in it.
No, well, usually after I bend or break something, I'm good.
Mm. Yeah.
Bend or break.
Right.
There you go. But that's just part of your mindset. That's part of improving your mindset, is how you look at things. And we tend to kind of judge things from our point of view. And sometimes when you can step away from it, just look back on it and try to understand other people's sides, it helps kind of soften it a little bit too. If you want to try that, but that takes a little bit of stretching because we tend to
I know what you're saying. If someone cuts me off, I try to think that they might be rushing to the hospital. Their kid might be sick.
I've done that. I've looked
They have something clearly going. What, poop?
Yeah, the poop.
Yes, they have chronic diarrhea.
I know why. I'm done with that too.
I don't know what's going on in their life right now.
Yeah, yeah. That part.
You can almost just kind of do a little well wish to them. Even take it a step further. Like, okay, they just cut me off. They were jerks. They just swore at me, flipped me off, and then you can just go, well, they probably are having chronic diarrhea. They're probably having an emergency, or they're probably just a jerk. Just wish them well.
Or I'm hoping there's a cop up ahead.
I do hope for that sometimes.
I pass if they drove into the woods accidentally.
Mm-hmm. Now you're finding the gift in it, right?
Let there be a cop. All right, jerk.
So it's yes, they did that.
Okay.
Yep.
But yes, at least. Fill in the blank.
Right. I'm not.
Then what is the gift here?
Right.
Yes. And one other thing with the yes and at least thing is we can't say that to another person. So be careful. Like if somebody comes to you and says, oh, I was cut off this morning, or I saw this jerk in the parking lot, you can't say to them, yes, but at least. Like, that just discounts everything they just told you.
So, AJ, you wouldn't
want to hear that.
Yeah. We have Heidi on. She's a certified happiness trainer.
Right.
Trying to help us make 2023 not as sucky.
Trying, yes.
So, AJ, someone's parked bad in the parking lot.
Okay.
You would not walk up to them, tap on the window. Window comes down. Yes, you park like a jerk, but at least I'm not an asshole.
Why is not
what you would do.
That would make me happy.
Not what you do.
That would address the situation. No. Maybe they'll improve their life by not being an a-hole.
Yeah, you don't say it to the person.
Okay.
No, can't say it to them.
Write
can't
say it to anyone. And leave it under the windshield wiper.
It's a lot harder to apply. I mean, these are great.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, and I'm done with this problem.
Right.
But it's a lot harder when they stack on top of one another.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You have an argument with the spouse.
Right.
Something happens at work.
Right.
And then now you're out in traffic.
Car broke down. It's in traffic.
Yeah. How many times can you go, yes, that happened.
Right.
But at least.
Yes. Well, it goes back to finding the gift in those things, too. And so as you're finding the gift, and one thing I used to actually be one of the most negative people, and in fact, I had a friend say, "I can't be around you anymore. You're just too negative."
I can't believe that.
Wow, you.
That's where you know you've been to one end, and so you can work your way to being a more positive person. But I would purposely look every day for the bad, you know, for the trauma, for the stress. I'd be like, okay, well, I stubbed my toe on the bed frame this morning, so it's going to be a crappy
day.
And I would just decide, here we go.
Right. It finds me, actually.
Everything that happens.
Yes.
And so you look for it. Wherever you go, you're like, oh, I knew I'd get stuck in traffic. Oh, I knew the washer would break down today. I would just wait, you know, and you just start.
Well, there's something about the human brain that wants to find that.
Yes.
It's weird. Like, you could get 100 compliments, you get one negative comment.
That's
what's where's the focus?
That's what you hang on to.
And so Jennifer and I, after our wedding reception, we were like, we're never going to say anything other than positive, because we had a great night. We wish we could have had more people.
Right.
But we're not going to hang it on that. It was like, it was perfect.
Yes.
Young Chess was there, but it was perfect. Just don't go there, because once you open that door, you're going to start finding.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to collect.
It was great.
Right.
It's a great night.
Like Pandora's box.
So then that's when you can change your you know, instead of piling up all the negative, that's when you start looking for the positive.
Yes.
Yeah, you stubbed your toe, but it doesn't mean your whole day shut. So now you're like, hey, I was able to get in my car this morning and it started. I was able to get to work on time.
I was able to have a great lunch
with coworkers, you know, and you start stacking up all the positive things. And I got to the point where I'd write it down every day too. You know, I'd do a highlight of the day and give an award for the day. And I would write it down at the end of the day. Like, what was the just random little, you know, I saw a dog with its head out the window in a car, or I saw a really pretty yard, or, you know, just something.
I read about this all the time, like journaling and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I never have time for it.
Right.
I know it works. I know people use it all the time, successful artists and all this, but I don't find the time for it.
Journaling. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one thing it helps is just like I did. Well, I journal too, but with the award, it would just be on my phone, and I'd just write down a quick, like, saw a cute dog with his head out the window in the freeway, you know, and just so, you know, just simple. And I just wrote it on my phone today.
Heidi,
and then the next day, today, I did that. So,
yeah, that's cool. Simple on the phone. But I'm running up against the clock here. But before we go, Heidi is on. She's a certified happiness trainer. We can all use a little bit more of that.
Yes, we could.
How did you get to this point? I read somewhere that your dad committed suicide.
Oh,
he did. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, thank you. Thank you for that. No, he did. He committed suicide when I was 16. And I'll never forget, like, his suicide note said that everyone will be better off without him now.
Ugh.
And so ever since then, you know, it's our thoughts. It's our thoughts to have all the power. And if somebody would have just reached out, or if he could have realized that, you know, right now he'd be a great grandpa. I'm a grandma. I have 5 grandkids. And he would be enjoying all this now. And he just was so short-sighted in that moment, thinking everyone would be better off without him. And I was very suicidal as a teen myself, and he kind of beat me to it. And it just opened my eyes to realize there's so much more to be grateful for and other things we can focus on. And if he would have focused on something else, maybe he could have stuck around a little longer and realized that it's just a day and things can get better the next day, and look for the good and see the blessings and try to find the yes, but at least, and see the gifts and give gratitude awards every day and find things you can be grateful for.
Well, I love that.
Yeah.
Your story begins with a tragedy and then it ends with your helping other people.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
be
exactly
happy.
Why I do it.
Yeah.
Yep,
I love it.
That's why I do it. No more suicides on my watch. That's one's enough for me. And I want to try to help people understand there's so much more to live for.
So when I was a kid,
just hang
in
one more day.
So I did real estate for a brief period of time. And the thing with doing sales, because you hear no so many times, is to keep your brain in the right place.
Yeah.
And so I went to this motivational speaker. I bought his tapes. And so it's the original person for me that I read, and it was Tom Hopkins. And if you boiled everything down in one of his programs, it was you only have to do 2 things. One is control your thoughts.
Okay.
And 2 is let go of past failures.
Oh.
And you'll be fine.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. And to just change that thinking that things happen to me instead of for me. You know, we always think that, oh, this happened to me. Oh my gosh, this happened to me. What if it happened for you?
Yeah.
You know,
it's
that thinking of like, how is this happening for me? Or I have to go to work today. I have to take the kids to school. I have to do this project. What if you get to? What if you get to go to work?
Right.
You know, what if you get to be with your children?
That's a great way to look at it.
Get to. Okay, cool.
All right, AJ.
Yeah, so
right.
You can get to.
10-second summary, AJ.
Right. I get to say goodbye to this person.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right, Heidi. You know you wasted your time with AJ, but the rest of us learned something.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank
We're linked
you.
Up to you on the radio station website.